Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
What's going on, evil ones? I'm Brett. Thanks for listening to this midweek edition of the Evil Never Dies podcast. I hope you all are having a good week so far. It's way better here this week than it was last week. The ice all melted. It's just raining now, so. Raining and a little cold. But, yeah, I was able to wear shorts all weekend after that ice melted. So, Texas weather for you. All right. Tonight I'm going to be talking about the band Van Halen and their first release, Van Halen. Van Halen, American hard rock band formed in Pasadena, California in 1972. Formed by brothers Eddie and Alex Van Halen. Then in 1974, David Lee Roth and Michael Anthony joined the band, and they played around Southern California, high school, stuff like that, parties, stuff like that. Then in 1976, Gene Simmons, actually, from Kiss, actually heard them, and he actually financed some demos for them, and he tried passing the demos around to different places. I guess Casablanca Records wouldn't have nothing to do with them. And then Gene took off to tour with Kiss and sort of left them hanging, and they just kept playing they got bigger and bigger playing the club scene. And then their future manager, Marshall Burrell, and I think I've talked to him about him before on the Rat album I covered. He was their manager also. And he seen them at the Whiskey A Go-Go and thought they were awesome. And he went to Mo Austin and Ted Templeman of Warner Brothers, and they were both impressed after a show that they'd seen him play at the Starwood in Hollywood, and signed a contract with Warner Brothers, and they started recording the first album. They started recording in August of 1977 up through September of 77. Studio was Sunset Recorders in Hollywood. Length of the album is 35 minutes and 34 seconds. Like I said, the label is Warner Brothers, and it was produced by Ted Templeman. It was engineered, mixed, and mastered by Don Landy. The band members, I've already said them before, but I'm going to tell you what they do in the band if you don't already know. David Lee Roth, lead vocals. Eddie Van Halen, guitar, backing vocals, and electric sitar. Michael Anthony, bass and backing vocals. And Alex Van Halen on drums and percussion. All right, the album packaging and artwork. All the cover photos were taken at Whiskey A Go-Go in Los Angeles. If you don't know what that is, it's a club in Hollywood that a lot of rock stars play at and hang out. The liner notes, they thank longtime radio host, disc jockey Rodney Bingenheimer from K-Rock radio in Los Angeles, and also Gene Simmons from Kiss, who usually gets credited with discovering Van Halen. He quotes, "A lot of people stick me on their thank you list, even though I don't deserve it. But one that I did deserve was be on the first Van Halen record. Those guys still owe me a couple thousand bucks, but I love them anyway." Oh, Gene. Now, this album was released on February 10th, 1978. I was 11 years old. And they were playing this everywhere. Everybody had this record. It was crazy. And it actually ended up going gold just 4 months later in May. And it hit number 18 on the top 200 Billboard charts for 78. And it ended up going platinum in October of 78, which is 1 million sold. And then in August of 1996, they got certified diamond status, selling 10 million copies in the United States alone. And they are one of six rock bands to release two diamond status albums, the other being the album 1984. Okay, let's go over the track list. Track one, side one, Running with the Devil. Probably one of their biggest, most popular hits ever. And that was also their first single released on the album also. Track two, Eruption. This is instrumental. Eddie Van Halen's famous guitar solo. Track three, You Really Got Me, and that is a cover by the Kinks. Track four, Ain't Talking About Love. Oh, also, You Really Got Me was released as a single also. And so was track four, Ain't Talking About Love. Track five, I'm the One. Side two, track six, Jamie's Crying. Track seven, Atomic Punk. Track eight, Feel Your Love Tonight. Track nine, Little Dreamer. Track 10, Ice Cream Man. And track 11, On Fire. Now, I pretty much like all the songs on this album. If I had to probably pick my least favorite, it would probably be Ice Cream Man, which is also a cover by Chicago blues artist John Brim. Forgot to mention that earlier, sorry. But yeah, that would probably be my least favorite on the whole album. So, all right, let's go over their first tour. They had a hell of a time on this, I guess. 180 shows total. Had 124 in the U.S. alone. 39 in Europe. Only took them 10 months. So they were out there almost a year straight. And they opened up for, they opened up for Montrose and Journey. And that started on March 3rd of 1978. And after that, they toured with Black Sabbath, did a U.S. leg and a European and Japanese leg with them, and came back, did some off shows on their own, and then went and did another second U.S. and Europe leg after that. So they did a lot of shows. That would have been a hell of a show to see. Van Halen and frickin' Sabbath. Wow. I can only imagine. All right, everybody. That's about all I got for Van Halen, Van Halen. This is one of my favorite all-time albums, I think. It's probably in my top 20 for sure, if not top 10. I got this, like I said, I was 11 years old. Bought it on 8-track at the Kmart. Who remembers 8-track tapes? Wasn't that about the stupidest media format there ever was? Get halfway through a song and fade out and click to the next track and then start back up where it left off. That was crazy. Ended up eating my 8-track tape, so I had to go out and buy the vinyl. Oh. All right. I'm probably going to give this a score of 4.6, let's say. It still holds up pretty good. I quite enjoyed listening to it again today while driving around, revisiting it. So I highly suggest it. Give it a listen. I'll play some snippets at the end if you've never heard it before. So give you a little earful. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Check us out on all the social medias. Leave us a rating and review on Apple. Or if you can at least leave us a rating on whatever platform you listen to. Check us out on the YouTube. And that's about it, guys. Thanks. And stay evil, everybody. Jump down.